I was being held hostage. In fact, my former business partner was right by my side for this 2-year stint of being locked up. Let me tell you, being locked up sucks. We had done what so many well-meaning business owners do. We gave away all of our power to toxic employees. How fucking crazy is that? So check it out. At the time, we co-owned a painting company doing hundreds of projects a year, and there was never-ending pressure, like I'm sure many of you feel, right? To hit deadlines, keep the money machine going. And guys, to do this, sadly, we swept a lot of things under the rug in order to try to keep peace with our team. And at the time, we had 12 field employees. At one point, we were up to well over 20. But at this period of time, we had 12 field employees. And we would sweep things under the rug because we were afraid to lose them and not hit production schedules. Give me a show of hands. Show of hands if you ever felt that way, okay? Where they have you and you know you're a hostage. Like maybe you're not in a real jail, but they're holding your goners like this and they're squeezing and they know that they got you right by these things. Okay. And there's only one person in the world who I want getting me by these things, and it's the queen. All right. So here's the deal. We would hear things like, I'm not working on Joe's crew, one guy would say, right? I'm only going to work on Sam's crew. Or if you want me to stay, you need to pay me another dollar, somebody would threaten. Okay? I could share dozens and dozens of stories of how we caved to their every demand because we allowed fear to dictate how we showed up. All right? So after a couple years of high-level negotiation with these terrorists, these toxic guys who thought they could lead us around by a nose ring, all right, things came to a head and they had to change and they forever changed. And I'm grateful for that. So there were 5 of these 12 employees that were amazing. I'm going to tell you the story here, all right? 5 of them were amazing and there were 7 who were causing chaos and hurting the overall culture. But like I said before, we kept them. We should have fired them like a week in, but we kept them for like over 2 years because we were chicken shit to get rid of them because we needed guys. Okay. So one day, here's how it came to a head. I showed up to a job site. Everyone was working on. The whole crew was there. It was a Monday morning. And one of my crew leaders pulls me aside to share a concern that he had with Carlos. We'll just call him Carlos. Carlos was a pain in the ass on the Smith job. We were working on another project on Saturday. This project required us, the team, the crew that was there, to be in the basement of somebody's home, and we had to strip and restain a beautiful custom-built-in bar. And our crew leader asked Carlos to go get a work light. He says, dude, you need a work light. It's too dark around that part of the basement there, and there's a work light in the truck. Go get it. Carlos refused to do it. Just said, no, I can see, everything's fine, I'm not going to get the light. And he refused to go get the light. Okay, ridiculous, right? Isn't this fucking crazy? Like, whatever. So I listened to my crew leader share with me the story of how he tried to reason with Carlos. I think he handled it in a great way. He went up himself, got the light, set it up so that Carlos didn't fuck up the work in the dark area of the bar that he had to strip and restain. So I listen to all this story, and then I call for Carlos to come outside, and I asked him what the issue was on Saturday. I'm like, hey, Carlos, what was the issue? And he's like, I'll tell you what he said in a minute. So long story short, I said to him, what's the deal with Saturday? He says to me, if you want me to listen to him, and he points to the crew leader, then you're going to have to pay me more money. And so I smiled at Carlos and I looked him in the eye and I said, dude, you can get your things and you can leave because you don't work here anymore. Okay. And he went into the house to get his things. And a couple other things said on the way into the house, his direction towards mine that probably wasn't very pleasant. I'll spare you that. But guys, that's when things got crazy. See, what happened is Carlos went into the house to get his tools, and another guy came out and said, if you fire him, I'm going to quit. And I said, dude, you don't need to quit. It's all good because you're fired too. Get your shit and get the fuck off my job site. Okay. Over the next 20 minutes, five more people were fired because remember, we, you know, what do they call it? Eagles fly with the eagles. And what's the other one? Ducks. Is it ducks? What is it? I don't know what it is. Ducks. Shit. Turkeys. Turkeys. That's what it is. Turkeys hang out with turkeys. Eagles hang out with eagles. And Carlos was the leader of the fucking turkeys. All right. So these other five guys came out. And I don't know if any of you guys in the trades can relate to this. But, you know, this guy's related to this guy. This guy's dating his sister. This guy's ride. These seven were connected in all these different ways. And I had no choice but to just chop it off. I knew that this was my moment in time to set things right, take back control of the company. So, like I said, over a 20-minute period, I fired seven people. All right. Now, to their credit, they all try to go bat for each other. So there was honor among thieves, if you want to call it that. But I let go of these seven employees that had truly been holding us hostage for over 2 years. They left the job site. I gathered the remaining five teammates together. I thanked them for being kick-ass. I gave them all a significant raise on the spot. After this, I went out to my truck. I grabbed my handy dandy super communication tool called a flip phone at the time. Okay. I don't have a flip phone anymore. I probably should have a flip phone. Wouldn't it be nice to have a flip phone? Like, seriously, think about this. Like, you wouldn't have all these notifications going off all the time. Stupid people wouldn't be texting you. Like, seriously, get a flip phone with zero texting or any other capabilities. It's kind of nice. Anyway, so I call my partner. I said, hey, I got good news and I got some bad news. He said, give me the good news. That's always how he did it. He always wanted the good news first. I said, I have taken back control of our company. I feel like Tom Hanks when he made fire in the movie Castaway. Triumphant. All right. I said, I've taken back control of my company. And then I finished with the bad news is I fired seven of our 12 teammates, to which he said, good job, we'll figure it out. Hey, grab your VIP ticket for Mile High Profit Summit 2024. You're going to want to be in the Cool Kids Club, and that's the VIP group. So hit the ticket. We got some really cool things, workshops, this and that lined up for you. You're not going to want to be on the outside of that. Hit the link, get your ticket now. So here's the thing. I've learned a few lessons from this, which is the point of me doing this video for you guys here, this story. I want to share some of these lessons that I learned with you about leadership, about running a business. Before I do that, though, I think it's important to share with you the results of the pruning of the shitheads, okay? First, morale increased immediately because the eagles were tired of hanging around the turkeys, all right? The right five people immediately had more of a bounce in their step, and they didn't feel like they had to walk on eggshells around these other morons, okay, for fear of the wrath of the seven. Next, our production with just five employees went through the roof, okay? With the entitled ones out of the way, the remaining five produced more work than the whole 12 did before at a higher quality. They worked as a team. They weren't arguing with crew leaders. They weren't going, I'm not working with them and I'm not and all that other shit that you just want to do to people. All right. We had less callbacks, quality improved, profits soared immediately. Finally, we had a strong foundation of high charactered individuals to build on. And this would prove crucial as we would head into the Great Recession of 2008. Now, quick side note here. The reason I share that the profits soared and I'm doing this story is I did a short on this whole story about how I fired seven and our profits rose immediately. And I got a bunch of hate mail saying, well, of course your profits went up. You fired more, you know, more than half your team. Guys, that's not the point. The point is we literally made more money by paying the five more, getting rid of the shitheads. All right. So if you're holding on to the wrong people, it is crushing your profits. So I got four quick lessons I'm going to give you here, bullet point wise, rapid fire, bam, 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 bam. Number one, as I look back, never give away power in your company. I gave mine away because I was insecure. All right. I was insecure because I didn't work on developing a stronger me. We talk about strong you, strong home, strong business here in the Contractor Fight. I wasn't following that. All right. And I was insecure. I wasn't working on me. I wasn't in shape physically. I wasn't in shape mentally. I just thought I had no power. Okay. I didn't believe in myself. There were so many different things. I was very young in my career. And so guys, lesson number one, don't give your power away. Lesson number two, never allow fear to guide the decisions you need to make as a leader. Like I said, fear kept us from taking the action, okay, that we needed to take for over two years. I mean, think about, you know this, when you have a decision you need to make and it's a tough decision and you're afraid to make it and you don't make it, you are just carrying that around with you and it weighs on you. The minute I cut loose these seven shitheads, all right, I was immediately lighter in every way, all right? Never allow fear to guide the decisions you need to make as a leader. Do what you fucking need to do, all right? And I, by the way, I was kind to these people. They were not kind to me when they left. I was kind. I was polite, okay? I was direct. I'm like, dude, sorry, you don't work here anymore. We're not going to play this game anymore. All right, we're going to have your check for you on Friday. Thanks for being part of the team. Now get the hell out of here. All right. So you could be direct. You could be kind. Okay. When you fire people, you get rid of the wrong people. Doesn't mean you're an asshole about it. All right. Number three, lesson I learned, create and live by your non-negotiable standards or values in your company. Talk about them, model them. All right. If, for instance, if you have a value in your company called earn confidence, like we do in the Contractor Fight, and you tolerate people in the business not doing their job, which would in turn earn the confidence of your clients and other coworkers and vendors and industry partners, and you keep that person, you're violating your own values. All right. So don't tolerate anyone or anything that doesn't fit with who you choose to be as a company. Create those non-negotiable standards. And number four, this one's big. This is big. When you first think I should fire that person, that's your sign to fire that person. 100% of the time that I've thought to myself through my career for well over two decades and many businesses, 100% of the time I thought to myself, this person needs to go, they end up going. And it's usually later than they should have ended up going. Does any of that make sense? Maybe. We'll see. So guys, listen, it's challenging leading an organization, regardless of the size, whether you got one employee, you got 50 employees or 100 employees, I don't care. Every day as a business owner brings new adventures and challenges and issues. All right. The greatest lesson I've learned is that people are everything and they deserve to have somebody serve them and lead them with integrity. Somebody to serve them and lead them with excellence. All right? Your job, if you want your business to grow, you want your business to be profitable, you want your business to have a great reputation, it's going to require you looking in the mirror as a leader, owning your crap and making the needed changes necessary so that you can show up better for your people and the people they have at home, because everything we do as a leader trickles down. Think of the stressful conversations the right five were having at home with their spouses about the other shitheads for 2 years. And I wonder how close we came to losing some of those kick-ass employees because we didn't take action sooner. All right. So take action today to become a stronger leader. Now, I mentioned that when you get rid of the wrong people and you keep the right ones, invest into them, good things happen and profits soar. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.